At the start of this school year, Park County School District Number 1 in Powell welcomed an influx of new special ed students. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has a story on how this sudden growth put pressure on the district to make sure that they could meet the students' needs.
Throughout this past summer, the school administration in Powell was focusing on how to reopen schools safely for their students amid the pandemic. Then, Ginger Sleep, the district's special services director, says their department got another surprise.
Coming into this school year, we knew that we would have students, which we love having students in Park One. We just didn't know, the magnitude of those needs and just the quantity.
Close to 40 new students with special needs enrolled in the district. 20 of those were from out of state.
Every student has individual needs and we're required by law to meet their needs, and we want to meet their needs to the best of our ability.
The district advertised for a special ed teacher but received no qualified applicants. So they increased some hours of existing staff and hired some part-timers to pick up the slack. But the special ed teachers didn't only have to deal with an influx of students. They also had to learn how to help those students while wearing a mask and social distancing.
A lot of what we do for students, we're sitting next to them, helping them as they work on their computer, helping them as they're taking notes.
That's Amy Fulton. She's a special education teacher at Powell Middle School. She says at the beginning of the school year, it was pretty stressful, but they've managed to figure out workarounds.
Barton reading and spelling system, it's very hands-on. It involves manipulating tiles with letters on them. It involves sitting close with a student, and they have to be able to see your mouth a lot of times when you make those sounds.
Fulton says they have no other choice than to sit further away with their masks on, take breaks, and sanitize the tiles. And she says it works. Students are adapting to the new rules.
I'm Malin Corbin Harbison, but I usually just go by Corbin.
Corbin Harbison is one of those new students that joined the district this year. Her family moved from Montana, and Corbin struggled with the mask at first.
Because it just fogs up my glasses, and then I'm trying to clean my glasses off and then pay attention.
She found a mask that has a wire on it, so it doesn't fog up her glasses anymore. And she's happy she's in the classroom and can see that her paraeducators are still able to help her.
If I didn't have a para for some of my classes, I probably wouldn't have that good of a grade. Because they've helped me a lot, especially in math and English, and especially in science, they've helped me keep my grade up.
Since October, 12 more new special education students have enrolled in the district. Ginger Sleep thinks part of the reason is because the Powell schools have remained open to in-person classes. And she's happy so many people are recognizing the district's abilities. But if this uptick continues, she's worried that her budget will not be able to handle it, especially as the legislature is talking about big education cuts this year.
I do worry about when they talk about caps on certain programs or services, and I just, worry that we have an influx of students.
Another problem is that it's hard to plan ahead. The district can't tell if this trend will continue. If it does, Sleep says they have no other choice than to provide services to these students because of federal law. But it's unclear whether they need to keep on hiring special ed teachers or not.
When we have an influx, we have to respond. And when we don't have that staff available, we're going to have to request, more, saying, hey, this is a need that wasn't present the year before. You're funding us at this level, but this student requires this amount of service.
Currently, the special education program is funded by federal grants and state funds. Sleep says no matter what, they will be innovative and figure out how to continue to provide the best aid to their students. But their challenges will be greater if the district has its budget slashed. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.